All right. Well, I gotta get my throat together, you know. Yo. Welcome back to the second episode of Lit Like Leash, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So, all right, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all know first what Leash is smoking on, and then I'm gonna invite y'all to get y'all shit so y'all can smoke with me. So we could get lit like Leash, you feel me? Anyway, I'm corny. But I'm smoking on some bubblegum kush from East Orange, rolled in a honeyberry backwood. And I'm gonna let you guys know that I'm kind of getting off of backwoods, but I'll go into detail about that later. But go ahead, get y'all bongs, y'all blunts, y'all joints, and come spark that mind. You feel me? I'm about to light it. Hopefully y'all go ahead and get y'all shit. I know you fucking lying. I got this new lighter, y'all, and this shit do color change. Oh, they trying to get you, girl. They know I get distracted by shiny shit. I'm done. But, Yes. It's episode 2 of season 2. I wish I could go ahead and get to my mail. All right. Welcome. I missed y'all. I hope y'all missed me. I missed y'all so much. Like, a part of me wanted to release season 2 earlier than I wanted to, even though Lit Like Leash wasn't set up and built the way I wanted it to be built yet. But I wanted to release it so bad because I missed y'all so much. I miss talking to myself so damn much. Y'all don't understand it. Like, y'all probably like, why the fuck y'all miss me? You don't even know me. Y'all right. I miss talking to myself. I miss hearing my own voice. Okay? That's what I miss. But basically, this episode 2 for the culture. We're going to get into a lot of different shit today. You know, I'm trying to make this a long podcast for my listeners. Because a lot of y'all hit me up and was like, Leash, like, I love the short shit. But, whatchamacallit? I feel like my mother is here. Hold on. Mama Dukes is here. Let's take a moment. Let's put y'all down real quick. Alright, yep, that was Mama Dukes. Had to go get some shit from her real quick, you know. Y'all ever have a parent? Let me just start off with this real quick. Y'all ever have a parent? Like, y'all ever just love how, like, I don't know if all y'all parents are as cool as mine, which you're probably not, most likely. Definitely ain't. But, y'all ever, like, just be looking at your parent like, yo, you so chill, like, you the best. Like, you ever had that moment, like, you don't want to tell them no because you don't want to hype their head up or nothing like that, but you like, yo, you really the fucking best. Like, she rolled up on me whole smoking, but just was like, sis, I got your package. Like, thanks, sis. You the best. Y'all missed me. Y'all know y'all fucking missed me. Y'all fucking missed me. Y'all know y'all look. Y'all love how weird I am. Like, everybody would comment, like, yo, you so weird. Like, honestly, like, you're not bad weird. You good weird. You got, you know, shout out to all my good weird people out there. Like, it's good to be weird. Like, fuck all that. I'm getting distracted, but I'm going to just say this. And what's lit like Leash without smoking a damn blunt? Like, I love wasting my weed. I'm going to just say this. It's good to be weird. Fuck. You think I would really want to, if I wasn't weird, you think I'd do a podcast? Y'all think if I wasn't weird that I wouldn't be plastering my shit all over the internet? Like, some people, like, my brand is weed. Like, so, you know, if I wasn't that weird, y'all think I would really be out here advocating for marijuana and legalization? Y'all thought that? Nah, right. You gotta be weird to do shit like this. You can't be out here just willy-nilly chilling, you know? But anyway, I love going on tangents. Y'all fucking missed me. I love how I'm saying y'all missed me like I was going for years. I was only going for like 2 months. Relax. But yeah. Starting off. starting the fuck off, I was just listening to this shit on the way over here, but let's talk about fucking Scorpion. I wish I had a homie with me so I could really get a take. I wish I could hear what y'all was saying right now, but the shit is, I wish I could, I'm gonna throw in some Jamaican palms too in the back, but Scorpion, sis! Drake come through with the wig snatch, you feel me? Like, that shit was great. Let me go back to my list. I made a list because your bitch is professional now. You know, I got a couple of... Y'all give me... But y'all understanding. Y'all give me feedback, and I use that feedback. You heard? Y'all was telling me, Leash, like, I would love to have a little structure. So guess what the fuck your girl did? She brought fucking structure in the bitch. You feel me? All right, anyway. I need to stop talking to myself. This is why I can't have a podcast. But anyway, first thing I want to talk about off of Scorpion, my favorite songs... If I go back into the track list, I'm going to have to say my favorite songs from Scorpion would be, let's go to Scorpion really quick, guys. Sorry. I'd be scared that I'm making y'all wait, but, like, honestly, the point of the podcast is to be long, so I feel like maybe we should all just wait. You know, we should just chill or something. All right, so, Nonstop. One, I'm gonna just say, not because of the fact that it is I keep feeling like I gotta, okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Listen, we're gonna make it work as easy as we can until we get the correct appropriate equipment, you feel me? But we about to make it work. Nonstop, not because it's kind of twerkish, kind of fast, kind of cute song. That, I love it. I love that part of it. But also because it is fucking mood 2018 to infinity and beyond on my Buzz Lightyear shit. You feel me? Like, it is mood. Like, I'm out here. And he said, it's a rollie, not a stopwatch. This shit don't never stop. My time don't stop. You heard? Like, that's my favorite line. That's the only part I really be bumping to. And then that beat drop. Like, come on. I know y'all love Nonstop. Nonstop probably is my... After, I can't even say favorite. I can't even say it's my favorite. Because of the fact that I love all the songs, really. Y'all know I'm such a big Drake fan. If you guys been with me since episode one, season one, y'all know I'm a fucking big Drake fan. So, I love all the songs. You know what? Let me rewind. I'm going to go all over the board, but let me go back and rewind. So, if y'all don't know, which you should know by damn now, it's been about maybe a month since the shit happened. The Pusha T scandal. Not the scandal, but he released the scandal. You know, he gave us... Listen, 2018 is the summer of tea, honey. And if I didn't know it by this fucking shit, I knew it before then probably. But it hit me once this Drake tea came out. Drake has a son... Pusha T came with the T. His name was Pusha. I'ma give you the T. That's what the fuck he said his name was. He came with the fucking T, honey. He told us, he let the world know, sis, ain't it a rumor? Homeboy do got a child somewhere, and he hiding them. Now, personally, me as a Drake fan, and I don't know if any of the other Drake fans in the world felt like this, but personally, I wanted to meet the little nigga. I wasn't out here like, how could Drake do this to me? Like, some other fans I saw in the comments when the shit happened. Oh, Drake, how you gonna hide him from us? You know what? My car is so rude. Let me tell you guys how my car is so rude, because it don't allow me to mute and just it has to turn on for some fucking reason, but fucking shit. But anyway, yeah, like other Drake fans were out there like, oh, I can't believe he betrayed us. How could he hide the child from us? He out here hiding secrets, like he trying to be acting like he genuine. I threw all the other comments out my head because I had to shut that out the world. Because you can't be out here with that negativity, you feel me? You can't be out here living with that negativity. All right, no negativity to all 2K18, you heard? I gotta stop. That's what I meant to do. I meant to turn off the damn air conditioner, but I turned on the music instead. But, no negativity. All 2K18. Like, I wasn't really on that wave. I'm out here like, can we see him? We just want to see him. Like, I'm out here speaking for the rest of the good fans out here. The loyal ride or dies, you heard. Can we see him? Like, I was very curious about the baby mama, but after the news broke is when I went to try and go find her. And once the shade room was out there with the names, I went immediately to Sis Paige. But she was private. Like, how you wanna go on private? And you Drake baby mama. That's what made me mad about the whole shit, though. If that was anything made me mad about the scandal, was the fact that Sis hid her page from the rest of us. Sis, you are Drake's baby mother. Okay? Do you understand the brevity? Do y'all get the brevity of the situation? I'm out here trying to use college words. You know, a bitch done graduated. If y'all follow me, y'all knew. But, which most of y'all do, so anyway. But, you know, a bitch, I'm out here trying to use college words, big words. Big words all 2K18. I should just name this episode 2K18 because I keep saying that fucking shit. But, you can't be out here putting your page on private, but after I heard, it wasn't until I judged her then, and I judged them then, judged that then. But after it came out, Drake never released a response to this, and that was what also confused a lot of the fans, is that Drake is number one for getting in the beef. Like, he'll get the beef and end it. That's what Drake does. Drake stands for what? Do right and kill everything. All right. But for some reason, like, I heard on Joe Budden, he said this. He was like, Drake stood for do right and kill sometimes. it wasn't Joe Budden, actually. It was No Need to Know podcast with Savon from Joe Budden show. But he was like, Drake stood for do right and kill sometimes. You feel me? Like, not this time. He wasn't answering, and a lot of the fans was confused by that. I was sitting back like, listen, fuck all what y'all heard. I'm waiting on June 29th. My baby said June 29th was when we was going to hit a fire. So he out here working on this album. He not worried about Pusha the T. Okay? Pusha of the T. He not worried about that nigga. He worried about, let me drop this album. But I will say this. I do feel like that scandal did enhance the rap side of the album. And I'll tell you why in a second. Let me smoke this. You know what? Now I see why there aren't that many podcasts that smoke live on the air. Because this should be going out when you talking, sis. And I'm wasting the weed. One thing I hate is when you don't really got a mouthpiece on the back with, like, I love using filters, and I haven't used a filter on a backwood in a minute. You know. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. But, anyway. When the album came out, it was two sides to it. Everybody knew that. Everybody knew the shit was going to be two sides. Boom. 25 songs. Boom. When the track list came out. Now, what I didn't realize, and I love about the fact that the concept of the album is, the shit is basically it's the best of both worlds for Drake fans, because it has a singing nigga side, and it got the rapping nigga side. You get me? Like, he did the best of both worlds. And on the rapping nigga side is where a lot of the response to the Pusha T shit happened. And what the whole shit let me know about, and it opened my eyes to, that I didn't know about, the public didn't really know about, but it opened our eyes to, was the fact that Kanye West, if he wasn't a dickhead before, sis, he's a dickhead now, sis. Because, he fucked up something with Drake. He definitely hurt Drake's feelings somehow. And you could hear it all in the verse. And even in the way that the first freestyle he cat, when he was trying to come push it, after Pusha released the first diss thing, was it was coming a little bit. The Duppy freestyle came a little bit of Good Music and Kanye, and everybody was wondering what the fuck is going on. Why is Drake coming at Kanye? What did Kanye do to Drake? And I'll let y'all know, he did something real rude. He had to have done something real rude. Cause like, thinking about the type of nigga that Drake is, like, Drake never start a beef. Like, you never see Drake go out and pop shit about somebody. Like, you never see Drake start a beef. But you definitely will hear Drake end the beef. Like, every beef that Drake has had since 2008, when Best I Ever Had came out and I fell in love with the light-skinned nigga from Degrassi, Jimmy from Degrassi, hurt. He's ended it. He's never taken an L in a battle again. Except for the Pusha. When Pusha did that, it was an L for a bit till he came up with the album. But he has yet to take an L. Okay? And when it came to this, if you listen to the lyrics behind a lot of the songs on the album, I'm going to go back to the track list. One of them, Nonstop, definitely he came at a diss at Kanye. I'm going to insert a piece of the clip if I can, because you know the shit is brand new. No one's really out here trying to illegally download it, so I can't really insert my music because I ain't buy the album. I got it on Spotify, you feel me? But you know, so I'm gonna insert a piece of the clip that I'm talking about, or the lyric that I'm talking about right now. But he basically, it was a bunch of the songs, but most of the songs on the rapping side came for Good Music and came for Kanye's head. And you wanna know also how you know Drake don't fuck with Kanye no more? Not even aside from the album promo when he did those billboards. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a sec, actually. If I'm lying, y'all. Y'all know I'm going to talk about it. But he put Jay-Z on the mix. Jay-Z is on the album. Now let that shit sink in and y'all tell me that nigga ain't petty. Y'all let me know that the champagne poppy ain't a petty nigga. Because he put the nigga that used to be your friend, that you used to be on the throne with, watch the throne, he put that nigga on the song, and the nigga came at you with the verse too. That's the funny part about the whole shit. Nobody liked Kanye on the rap album. And then I heard some things. Okay, so you know I love to listen to other people's podcasts. That's like my shit. And you know, Joe Budden is like the lyrical god. Like, he's a god in the hip-hop world. Like, it wasn't until I started listening to this nigga really talk about hip-hop that I was like, yo, you know shit. Like, you really know your shit. Talk that shit. You know, like, talk that shit. You know what I mean? Like, so he was like, his theory, and one that I agree with, is that Kanye heard when Drake must have went out to Wyoming at some point with Kanye, hung out with him, because in a couple of the lyrics he was talking about how he was somebody was with the team and da da da, he don't fuck with the team and all that, boo-boo. Something like that, you know, something like that. I don't know the lyrics off bat, but I'm going to tell you that if y'all go back, just go back to the album, listen through, and y'all will hear, or just go listen to Joe Budden podcast when he talked about the album, but y'all will hear the very not subtle diss towards Kanye throughout the album. And Joe Budden's theory was that Kanye heard Drake was about to drop, Kanye immediately, all these little small 7-minute albums, bullshit ass shit that Kanye put out with his artists. I feel so bad also for Teyana Taylor. We'll talk about that probably in another episode or maybe later in this one. But, like, all that bullshit seven song albums, like, he heard that and he immediately started pushing that shit out around the time that Drake is going to drop his shit, because he's been saying that he's going to drop his shit in June. The last thing that he put out, June 29th is when he let us know. June 29th is when that shit about to drop, so just listen. That was last shit he put out. Before that, he was letting us know it was just June. So why did Kanye feel the need to drop all his album on good, all his artists on Good Music, their albums all came out consecutively in June to try and distract from the label, from OVO and Champagne Poppy. And then to have Pusha T diss Drake, it was the ultimate setup. It was the ultimate betrayal. Because this nigga went out and told you all about his project, every single thing he had on his album, because that was his nigga. That's his nigga. And he... And he went out and used it as ammo to rebuild his brand. When you hear W Freestyle, Joe said this too. W Freestyle. I'm about to say Guppy Freestyle. I'm dead. Guppy Freestyle, Drake said he wanted money from Good Music for their promotion, for their shit. And I didn't understand it until you really think about it. He helped promote their shit. Because they all dropped their shit in June. Think about it. Take a second. This ain't the weed talking. Take a break from the weed for a second. Think about it. Kanye dropped all his artist albums in June. Drake has been stating that he will be dropping this album in June. All the promotion throughout this whole year has been for Scorpion. We haven't heard shit from Kanye since all of a sudden in March when he came out of nowhere talking absolute bullshit. And I think it was in preparation for this. After he heard what Drake was doing, he immediately started bullshit and throwing out all these samples. Immediately came hard at all his artists to get all their songs out during this time. And then to use Pusha T to deliver a diss to Drake that would bring attention back to Good Music. Therefore using Drake as promotion for their bullshit ass album. That's why the man said, give me my 20 mil for using me for your promotion. I'm going to send him a bill. Or 2 mil. I forget the amount. But he said, give me my mil. Okay. And after I heard Joe say that, I immediately was like, yo, what? Definitely. Yeah. Take a break, y'all. I'm smoking. Take a break. What y'all do today? I did anything good today. I went to work. I just was chilling. If y'all don't know, I do social media. That's my shit. That's my gig. You know, I manage that. That's what I went to college for. Yes, that is a major. It's public relations. Get with it. But I specialize in digital and social media marketing. And that's what you bitch do. So, I'm a PR specialist. Bam. Bitch, yeah, all right. Y'all out there like, yeah, all right, bitch. Whatever you fuck you say. Oh, we know, bitch, you just sitting in your mama house on your bum bed. You sitting on your mama house in your bum bed recording this shit right now. You're not even smoking. You making noises. Yo! I'm weak. That's probably what y'all out here doing. That's probably what y'all think of me, honestly, but... You know, to be honest, I think of y'all as my friends. I think we buddies. I mean, anybody that smoke with Leash is automatically my buddy, my friend, the gang. You know, that's why I call y'all the gang. And, like, so anybody that smoke with me, it's lit. It's that, sis. It's that. It's lit. Okay? So, like, well, when it comes to, like, me talking to y'all, I think I'm talking to my buddies. I think I'm in a smoke sesh with the bud. With my buddies. Yes, I did a play on words, and yes, I'm a genius for that.
Don't at me.
But yeah, like, so yeah, that's what that is. Also, you know, going back to, actually, I forgot what the fuck I was even supposed to be talking about, but I'm back and I'm better. Going back to the Scorpion album, did y'all like the Michael Jackson song? Y'all let me know. Did y'all like the Michael Jackson song? Because, it wasn't really my favorite, to be honest. You know what? I'm going to hate myself for saying it, and I don't know if any of the other people out there that like the album also feel this way, but some of the singing songs were just aight to me. You know, like, I don't know if it's just because I'm not in a negative mind space, so I'm not really relating on a deeper level like I used to when I used to be single and broke. Like, you know, like, maybe that's why, but I just wasn't hit. It wasn't hit. It was the thumping side, the rap side that I was fucking with. You know, it made me feel a little conquerous, victorious. Seize the day. Carpe diem. That's what I was feeling. I'm dead. Yeah, so. That's what it made me feel like. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't really like it. I don't know. If y'all loved it, that's y'all. You know. But it was like, I didn't even know it was Michael Jackson. Let me tell you that. Did y'all know it was Michael Jackson? I thought it was The Weeknd. Okay? It sounded like The Weeknd. It was The Weeknd. Stop playing. It wasn't Michael Jackson. He hyped that up. Y'all lying. It wasn't Michael Jackson. Y'all put that out there. That's rumor. Because ain't no way that shit was Michael Jackson. If it did, it shit didn't hit me. I'm thinking, all right, The Weeknd came on this bitch. Then everybody was out in the Instagram like, oh my God, Scorpion. Oh my God, Michael Jackson came out. He alive, huh? I was like, Michael Jackson? Y'all trying to be funny? No, bitch. It was really Michael Jackson. Y'all should have seen the shock on my face then. A bitch was confused. But yeah, I wasn't really... It wasn't really rocking for me. I wasn't really hit. It wasn't hitting for me like that. Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say about Scorpion was... Go back to my notes. Comparison. And a comparison to his recent work. Do I think it was as good as my favorite album of Drake ever in all time was Take Care? Is it on that level... No. And that's because I think it's because I have a bias anyway to Take Care. So no, I don't believe it's on that level, but it's a bop. It's definitely a summer bop, and it's definitely made itself a summer bop because everyone is fucking singing In My Feelings, which I loved, but as always, people like to murder the songs I love. So it's dying a very slow and agonizing death right now. Everybody is playing In My Feelings and doing the freaking challenge. Like, I was down for the first 1,000 people that did it, but after the next 3,000 did it, I was kind of over it after that. Weren't y'all? I don't know about y'all, but I was definitely over it. Still am. But yeah, so I don't know. I love Scorpion all in all. That was a good ass fucking album. I'ma always love Drake. Drake can do no wrong. Drake will never be wrong. And I don't care who tries to fight me, at me. Don't read me, read a book. You know, fuck your hurt. Like, I love Drake. Okay. So if you thought you was gonna hear some fucking negativity about this album on this fucking podcast, then you are dead wrong, sir. And you should put the blunt out or you need to smoke more because you gotta chill. Okay, like, the fuck you thought? But yeah, so yeah, that's that. Moving on, the next topic I wanted to discuss, I don't know if you guys heard about this. Yo, I just moved my legs and them shits felt like lead. Girl, I'm fucking dead. Actually, let's take a break. Smoking. You're chilling. Yeah. But I don't know about y'all, but let me ask y'all something. When y'all work 40 hours a week, right? Let's say y'all work, y'all don't even have to work a corporate job, but let's say y'all work a lot of hours a week, right? Don't y'all be trying to, like, I don't know if it's just me and the defiant ass person I am. Do y'all be trying to, like, change y'all hours? Like, you know, like, not purposely, but, like, kinda. Like, do y'all be trying to, like, come in earlier to leave earlier? You know what I mean? That's what I be doing. Like, I don't like fucking. My job is open from 8 in the morning until 5 o'clock at night. Bitch, what? Who the fuck was doing that? I looked at that schedule and said, nah. So, the thing is, because we get an hour lunch break, right? But, like, no. First of all, I only eat when I smoke, to be real honest with y'all. And I don't smoke at work. So, I don't really be eating at work. So, I'll eat before I come or I'll eat after I get out of work. So, during my lunch break, I'll be just, like, chilling in my car, smoking a black, being bored for, like, 30 minutes. And then I'm like, bro, I'm about to just go back to work. So, I do that, and I just be leaving, like, half an hour early. And plus, I come at 7 o'clock in the morning instead of 8. So, I leave an hour and a half early. So, I be leaving at, like, 3:30. You know, like, I'm out 3:30. Deuce. So, I don't know. Maybe I could try that. I mean, that'll help. I be feeling, because it's like, when you work a long day like that, 8 to 5, bitch, huh? It's just long. Nobody want to do all that. And then I get home, I can only smoke one blunt. It made me so sad, because I'd be ready to go to sleep. Like, ugh, it's not the wave. Yeah, bitch went to the dentist today, you know? So I'm getting used to having fresh teeth. Go to the dentist, y'all. Come on, take care of yourself. Take care of yourselves all 2018, okay? We're not out here trying to have no teeth. That's not attractive. That's not sexy. Okay? Take care of yourself. Brush your teeth, too. Nobody out here trying to smell y'all breath. Like, I'm being honest with y'all. Like, y'all know I love y'all. Y'all my friends. So, I'm just letting y'all know. Anybody trying to smell y'all breath, come on. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Stop. Stop. Just, okay. Listen. Stop. Okay? That's all I gotta say. And wash your ass. Okay, guys, listen. Men, fellas, y'all out there, listen. Wash y'all nuts, okay? Wash your nuts all 2K18, all right? I'm screaming it for the niggas in the back that don't never want to hear me. Wash your nuts. Don't nobody want to suck your dick. It smells straight ball cheese. It's not sexy. I don't know who made y'all thought it was sexy, but it's not sexy. Okay, my man makes sure he's clean. He will never be dirty. Mm-mm. I hate that. What I look like, I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking TMI. But I know some of y'all ladies out there definitely are understanding. Don't nobody want to smell no ball cheese. Come on. Get it together. You're better than this. You're better than this, okay? That's all. I'm just saying it. You don't gotta shout yourself out. You're better than this. I got you. Oof. All right, y'all. So, we almost done blunt one. I'm going to get through one more topic before I go roll the other blunt and come back to y'all. Because I'm not through with the topics I got. So, that's what I'm going to do. So, recently, I'm thinking like the past week and a half or so, there was a domestic violence incident, as always. If one thing I can say about the sports industry is that there is a high, high, high rate of domestic violence issues and child abandonment issues and neglect. I don't know about... Okay, let me go back because I don't really know about the child abandonment or neglect issues. I'm thinking more so like dad just running out on mom type shit like that, like type shit, like... family abandonment. Yeah, abandonment of family. Yeah, that's what I mean. Not child neglect, because I don't know about their lives like that. Let me not throw that out there like that. I ain't trying to start no beef. No beef. Okay? Keep that energy away. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna keep talking and just keep lighting the blunt because y'all keep talking. Yeah. But, yeah. So, basically, LaShawn McCoy, didn't know him before this. Still don't know him now because I'm not very much of a football person. But, or is he basketball? I'm not sure. Listen, he's a sports guy. He's an athlete. But he has been in a bit of a dispute with his ex-girlfriend, I guess you could call it now. I'm blanking on her name. I'm gonna Google it real quick, guys. Hold on for me. So, LaShawn McCoy, he is an athlete, IDK, about, because I'm a bitch, and Delicia Cordon. So basically it's been up in the air about whether he has been involved in a bit of a domestic violence incident or case of armed strong arm battery, or robbery. I'm not sure. But basically, him and his girlfriend have been fighting over this house that they used to live in together, but they separated, but she's not leaving, so they've been fighting over who should have the house and such and such. But she's been staying there, and all of a sudden, a robbery took place, and she got savagely beaten. When I tell you, like, sis, I never would ever wish that upon anyone's daughter, brother, sister, mother, any person. I would never wish that on anyone. Because that looked horrible. Like, sis looked like she was done. Like, face was done. Like, bloody. You know, it was very graphic to see that picture. So, but that was a call to action against LaShawn McCoy and the athletes of the world that are domestic violence. And it's just like, my take on the situation is, at first I believed, maybe he doesn't have anything to do with this. I mean, it's kind of far-fetched to send someone to, he couldn't have sent someone to harm his girlfriend like that, like basically beat her to death. Like, nah, right? And like, her friends came out on social media and was blaming him, saying he did this, it was all his fault, like how did they know? And the police came out and made a statement saying that this was a specific robbery. Like, they were taking specific items that only someone that lived in the house would know where to go and get it. And so, it was weird that way. So, a lot of the blame was put on him. Now, breaking news today is saying that it was just hoping, big backlash over social media as well. Like, you know. No one ever wants to see a woman look that distressed and beat down. And, like, it just looked horrible. Like, the way her face was, bro. Like, honestly. Yeah. But, basically, it came out today, actually, that she is uncertain now that he had anything to do with it. She doesn't really know if he did it. Like, and, I mean, it's understandable. It really is. Like, I can understand both sides, but I mean, I'm not sure if he did have something to do with it or if he didn't, but I'm pretty sure that before this came out today, I was certain he did it. He definitely set this up. That's what I thought. But if she's uncertain, I don't know. I mean, because after that last thing with Fabulous, I'm not about to be running on him. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like a dipshit or anything. But I'm not about to be a savior again running up under some man's comments calling him a domestic violence wife abuser beater. And they go back to him again. And now, see, she's uncertain that he did it. So, I don't know. I'll keep my eye on the story for us, you know, lit like leash beeps. But don't know. I don't think I would really put much weight into her staying away from him. I think a lot of that cases go. But, yeah. So I'm gonna go roll the second blunt. I'm gonna be back, and we're about to go make it litty part two. Alright, see you soon. Alright, we back. I got me a mini blunt roll. Your girl was kinda lackadaisical, you feel me? After that fucking blunt. But, let's go back to the list. Yeah, so basically LaShawn McCoy, Scorpion. Oh, Mike Epps and Kevin Hart was another kind of epic beef of the beginning of summer 2018. And sorry, I got distracted by the lighter. But yeah. So that was another famous beef of summer 2018. The summer of tea, honey. So basically Kevin Hart and Mike Epps have been having a bit of a not beef, but weird quarrel. Type power struggle type situation. In my personal opinion, back to the thing. But basically, the whole gist was that Mike Epps had commented under something Nick Cannon had posted and had said, whatchamacallit, had said something that basically along the lines that Kevin Hart wasn't funny. In which, in my personal opinion, Kevin Hart's funny, but he's more so... Well, hold on. I'll get into that.